Leading our news this morning, the search has resumed for a second snowboarder thought to have died in an avalanche in the Victorian Alps. Rescuers found the body of 32-year-old Daniel Kerr yesterday, buried under more than 4 metres of snow. Police fear that his friend, 33-year-old Martin Buckland, has met the same fate.
A couple of really nice young blokes have lost their lives, thinking they're doing everything right. So we really need to make sure that everybody is aware of what the real risks are of playing in the high country.
Our reporter on the spot will update you in just a moment. Now, two disabled men have died during a severe storm that swept through Perth's southern suburbs yesterday. Connor Murphy and Carl Scolari both suffered muscular dystrophy and relied on respirators to breathe. They shared a house in Beaconsfield, which was one of several suburbs that lost power during the storm. The carbon tax repeal legislation goes back to the Senate today, and this time it looks set to be abolished. Clive Palmer's party has pledged to support the bills after negotiating an amendment to ensure that electricity and gas retailers pass on savings to consumers. An Australian man is recovering in hospital after being gored during the running of the Bulls Festival in northern Spain. The 26-year-old suffered injuries to his chest, left thigh and abdomen and has undergone surgery. A second Australian man was also gored by the same bull but has now been released from hospital.